I gotta walk. Got the chalk, about to draw outlines for these ladies I'm about to slay. Got my cape on with some napalm. Shot your days gone, then the game's on. What you play, huh? Hard to get. I'll be wet for all that dry hate. Looking my way while your eyes say you and I may get off like a right lane, but I might strain. Pull up lame with a migraine. I'm a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense. With a ladder, get up, phony. I said a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense. With a ladder, get up, phony. Hello, miss, like, what's your name? Such a shame you don't drink. Who's to blame? Cause I'm fine like I'm Cosby in the lobby of an AA meeting on a payday. We can make it rain even on a sunny day. What you say? You and I could run away. Meet up when you drop that molly off. Love that chick a Molotov while she's on the side, hating faded laying on the pavement, wasting all of my patience.
Come on, you gotta go.
Go ahead, put your pass out. You gotta get up, beg, but I'll ask now. Come on and get up. I'm the bench with my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta man down. Motherfucker, get up. Go ahead, put your pass out. You gotta get up. I'm the bench, but I'll ask now. Come on and get up. I'm the bench with my hands out. You gotta.
Yo. It's Seth Gecko, a.k.a. Moody Hank, here with a special edition of the Whiskey Sick Podcast, the first ever freestyle episode. Basically, I'm here. I'm doing a middle of the week episode, rolling dolo. Some the first in the comment section, basically, for the breaking news that was just announced about an hour ago. Something I've been telling the world what happened since last year. It was only a matter of time. There was too much money involved for it not to happen. Too many hands in the pot. It was bound to happen. This day was coming. It's on. It's popping. It's cracker. It's lacking. Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather Jr. This shit is official as of about an hour and a half ago. I'll be the first one to step up to the mic and holler about this shit. I've been saying it's been done for a long time. All there was left to do was iron out the minor details. Where, when, get the venue, all that nonsense. We're talking upwards of $600 million on the line. I don't know how the split is. They haven't really said much about that. It's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena. 10-ounce gloves at 154 motherfucking pounds. Where do we start with this motherfucker? Been talking about it for a while now. I don't know what we're going to get, and nobody knows what we're going to get, and that's why you're going to buy this shit. And first and foremost, before we even get into this shit, let's talk to the motherfuckers, the so-called boxing purists who are out here saying that this is some kind of black eye for boxing. Like this is an embarrassment to the sport. Like a $600 million, the biggest fight in the history, is an embarrassment somehow. Just because the other fighter doesn't fight in your sport, he actually fights in a sport that's much more difficult, that isn't one-dimensional. Boxing, a punching contest, versus MMA, multiple discipline sport. Not only do you have to be good with your hands, you have to be good with your knees, with your elbows, takedowns, ground. You got to have jiu-jitsu, judo, wrestling. So not only do you have one discipline that you have to learn, that you can dedicate all your time to over in the boxing field, somehow you have to manage your time in MMA to be able to study and practice all of the disciplines. Much more taxing on the body. So all you motherfuckers coming out here saying Conor ain't gonna make it. I'll tell you this straight up right now. His five rounds with Nate Diaz, far more grueling than a 12-round boxing match with Floyd Mayweather. We're talking 36 minutes versus 25 minutes, but we're talking about 36 minutes of strictly punching versus 25 minutes of kicking, elbowing, kneeing, grappling, clinch work up against the fence, getting down, coming back up, 4-ounce fucking gloves. I keep hearing this shit about, how's he going to box with big gloves? How's he going to box? Let me explain something to you motherfuckers. When you train MMA, you don't always have the 4-ounce gloves on. Very rarely do you have the 4-ounce gloves. Conor McGregor trains in 10, 12, 14, 16-ounce gloves all day, every single day. The gloves are going to be no issue. You don't hit a heavy bag, 180 or 100 pound or an 80 pound heavy bag or teardrop bag with fucking MMA gloves on. You're going to fuck your hands up. You use regular gloves. Sometimes when you do light sparring and grappling together, then you might use your little MMA gloves. Maybe if you do some light pad work, you might use those. So Conor McGregor is used to 10-ounce gloves. Not only that, 10-ounce gloves give you a huge advantage in the defensive side. Far much more surface area in a boxing glove than a 4-ounce MMA glove. You can cover your entire face with two boxing gloves right in front of you. Makes it very hard to hit you. That's why you see boxing matches sometimes where somebody stays covered up, Chavez Jr., it's very hard to knock that person out because it's very hard to get around those gloves. You can go to the body, try to loosen him up a little bit, try to bring his hands down, but if he stays disciplined or he's got a real good hand guard, it's very hard to knock that person out if he's not willing to engage in you. Too much surface area. It's kind of like in hockey. A couple years ago, they made the pads smaller because the pads were too big and they were blocking too many shots and there was no offense. Well, it's the same sort of thing with boxing. Those gloves make it harder for you to punch, give you a lot more defense than a small MMA glove. You can't just stay covered up with an MMA glove. You go right around those. You go right through them. There's not nearly as much padding on those or surface area. So get all that shit out the way. Do I think Conor McGregor's going to be conditioned for 12 grueling rounds? No, but I don't think this is going to be much of a grueling fight. It's going to be fought at a much different distance than Floyd Mayweather is used to boxing. I think the only time he's probably going to be used to... Conor McGregor doesn't fight a typical boxing match. There's nothing that he's going to give you that's typical boxing. He doesn't fight in the same space. He doesn't fight in the pocket. He fights at a longer distance. He's used to standing further away, landing long jabs so he can also land kicks. Conor doesn't throw a whole lot of round kicks. He throws a lot of teeps and front legs and snap kicks and stuff. More of a distance where you can lean back. He fights. He doesn't have to worry about any kind of leg kicks, so he can get further down in a crouch and kind of use more of his legs. I see him having maybe five real strong rounds. And you say, well, it's a 12-round fight. Yeah, then after that, I see he might start to weather a little bit with the cardio. But 12 rounds... five rounds of some surprising boxing. I think he's going to catch Floyd Mayweather off guard a little bit if Conor kind of enacts a little bit of the Marcos Maidana game plan from the first fight when he won the first three rounds against Floyd Mayweather by bullying him up against and cutting off the ring and keeping him up against the ropes and landing unorthodox overhand right, literally like over the top like you're throwing a baseball. Conor can make it a dirty fight. He can cut off the ring. He can get in his face, land strikes from a distance, and he can stay just outside of that counter left hook that Floyd likes to throw. He can make it an interesting fight. If you're over here saying that this is just going to be a walk in the park for Floyd, you might be right. You think this is going to be some bullshit fight, all you boxing connoisseurs, that this is an embarrassment, this is that. You going to tell me that... 3 weeks ago, Canelo versus Chavez Jr. was an embarrassment? You think that this fight, Conor McGregor and Mayweather, could possibly be worse than that bullshit-ass fight? Fuck no. I'll tell you right now, the press conferences leading up to this motherfucker, the extravaganza that's going to come around, the circus that's going to be associated with this, is well worth the price of admission. This is a huge event. This isn't just a fight. This isn't about August 26th. This is about the next 7-8 weeks leading up to it. We get 8 weeks of pure entertainment. Conor's already on Instagram clowning, saying the fight's official with a picture of Floyd's dad. Calling him an old-ass man, saying he's fighting. It's good to see Floyd Sr. still out there hitting pads and doing work. And it's actually Floyd hitting pads. Floyd's 40, going on 41. Conor McGregor, 28 years old. Quicker than Floyd Mayweather thinks. Quicker than a lot of people are giving him credit for. And he's rangy. It's the range. I'm telling you, if Conor has a chance, he's going to have to fight. He's going to maintain. It's going to be in that range, maintaining that MMA type of range. He's very good at getting in and out. He's very good at that, especially with that lead hand out there. Floyd's definitely going to be trying to look for that counter little check lead hook. But this shit is going to be better than a lot of people think. And all you boxing connoisseurs out here that are claiming that you're not going to buy the fight, you're bullshitting. It's like when you're watching Game of Thrones with your old lady and the titty scenes come out. You pretend like you don't see it. When you know damn well you timestamp that shit in your mind, you're going to come back on the DVR later and fucking wank one off when your wife goes to work. You're full of shit. You know damn well you're going to watch this shit. And I'll tell you why you're going to watch this shit. More than likely, the safe bet is Floyd Mayweather goes out there and puts on a boxing clinic for 12 rounds. He's not going to knock Conor McGregor out. It's not going to fucking happen. Them pillow hands ain't knocked nobody out 15 years. I don't even know. And the last time he did knock somebody out, it was some kind of cheap shot. So he ain't knocking them the fuck out. Get out of here with that. Those little pillow punches ain't going to knock Conor McGregor out. But he could box him up, play his little defensive hide-and-go-seek peekaboo shit for 12 rounds and just, you know, coast to an easy victory, because that's what he's counting on. That's the only reason he's taking this fight. This is the biggest payday of his career with who he considers being the least threatening to his 49-0 record. He thinks this is easy money. This is walk in the park. That's the only reason he's taking it. What I'm watching this shit for is the 0.01% chance that after 49-0, after really only being rocked two times in his whole career, the 0.01 chance that Conor McGregor lands that left hand and the fucking world comes to a screeching stop and he wobbles him. He wobbles Mayweather. That's what I'm waiting for. Can you imagine if his 50th fight, Floyd Mayweather loses to an MMA fighter after the legends he's fought? He loses to an MMA fighter, to Conor McGregor? The guy who takes the biggest risks available to him goes out there and knocks out Floyd Mayweather? The entire world will spontaneously combust right then and there. Big bang shit. But, like, reverse. Nothing exists anymore. Life is completely eliminated. Because that's how crazy this shit would be, and that's why I'm watching it. I want to see the 0.01% chance that Conor McGregor can do it. And I don't even care if he knocks him out or even wins the fight. I just want to see him wobble him. I just want to hear the crowd. I want to see Floyd's corner shivering in their boots. Little dookies running down the side of their legs. Little piss stains in their drawers. I want to see Floyd Mayweather do the Bambi dance right then and there. That'll be worth the price. I'll pay $100 for this shit. I'll pay $100. Why not? I wasted about 2 hours with that fucking Canelo versus Chavez fight. And my man De La Hoya. My man, my mellow. My man. Let me holler at you for a second over here. You over here about a month and a half ago, 2 months, 3 months ago. I don't know. Fuck it. 8 months ago. I don't know when the fuck it was. You're on the record. You're on fucking TV trying to make a fight with Conor McGregor and Canelo. You said Floyd Mayweather wouldn't do it. He ain't going to step up. Blah-da-da. And a better fight would be Canelo versus Conor McGregor. Trying to get on that gravy train. Trying to inch your way up in there. Now that you know this fight, and not only is this fight, you get wind that it's going to fucking happen. But it's going to come just weeks before your September 16th bout, Canelo versus Triple G. They going to come in and steal your shine, because ain't nobody going to be talking about Canelo versus Triple G until after this shit. So really, all you're going to get is 3 weeks of promotion. And they're going to steal your shine for the next 8 or so weeks. So what do? You go in the bitch maid mode. In the little sucker MC mode, buster ass motherfucker mode. You start shitting on the fight, saying it's an embarrassment to boxing. This is a joke. Floyd has no business taking this fight. Conor McGregor's making a mockery out of boxing. All because you couldn't get your little hands in the pot. Little Pooh Bear couldn't get the honey. So now shit's all bad. It's all sour, salt and vinegar. We see you. We see you dry hating on the sideline. You're chafing over there with all that dry hate. Moisturize a little bit. Jergens. Oscar De La Hoya, you hating ass motherfucker. And I used to like you. Dope ass Mexican boxer, Hart. Fought Mayweather. Did all right. But what you're really, I just figured it out on the spot right here, what you're really afraid of is if Conor McGregor gives Floyd Mayweather a better showing than you, fuck him being 40 years old. If Conor McGregor, an MMA fighter, does better than you against him, what the fuck does that say about you? And you were 34 years old when you fought Mayweather. So you weren't that old. You're actually in the prime. You're my age, motherfucker. I feel like a dandy. I feel great. I feel like I could fight Mayweather. So we can't use that as an excuse. So what happens if Conor goes out there and actually wins this fight somehow, some way? What the fuck is that going to say about you? Fuck, he don't even got to do that. He just got to go 12 rounds and make it respectable. We're on to you, Oscar De La Hoya. So for the next 8 weeks, we don't want to hear shit from you. You'll have your little 3-week window for Canelo Triple G, and I'll be watching that shit. Of course, I'll be watching that shit. But it ain't near the fucking, it ain't near the caliber of this. You can't compete, homie. This is the Warriors, and your little fight is the Cavs. It was great. You good. You made it far. But all eyes are on this shit. And you don't like it. You can't stand it. It's eating at you. So fuck you and have a nice day. Back to the fight. August 26th at the T-Mobile Arena. Brand new arena in Vegas. This shit is going down. I'm sure I'll have plenty more to say on this shit. I just wanted to get on record. First to pop off on this shit. And fuck it. I might as well give my my official pick since I'm here. My mind tells me if I had to bet my life on it, Floyd's going to win. He's going to box. He's going to box. He's going to be just a little quicker. He's going to be able to last those 12 rounds. My heart so desperately, since Floyd was basically 20-0 when I first started watching him, I've rooted against him ever since. Every single fight. I said Canelo would beat him. Then I said Pacquiao would beat him. And my heart says Conor McGregor's going to shock the motherfucking world. So here we are. Do we go with the head or do we go with the heart? Well, there's going to be a lot of people picking this fucking fight, and I know where every one of them going, so I'm going to go with my motherfucking heart. I'm going to say Conor McGregor, TKO stoppage in the fifth motherfucking round. Conor McGregor, TKO stoppage in the fifth motherfucking round. Conor McGregor's going to come out. He's going to get in his face. One something that Mayweather's not used to is somebody coming out that's not afraid of you. This dude don't give a fuck about you. Not a single solitary fuck about you. He's going to get in your face. He's fought way more dangerous people than you. Yes, you punch very well, but he's fought fighters. He's been in fights. You've been in punching contests, Floyd Mayweather. He's been fighting. The closest, truest form of combat is what Conor McGregor's been doing. He's been doing it in a cage that locks behind him, that you got to fight your way out. Far more difficult than what you're doing and what you've been doing. This is a different animal. The mindset is not the same. There's way more ways to lose in MMA than there is in boxing. You got to cover your six at all motherfucking times, head on a swivel. That makes for a different type of cerebral fighter, somebody who can deal with stress, the moment. Conor isn't going to be frozen by this moment. He is the fucking moment. Everywhere he goes, he's the fucking moment. So you're going to be in there with a guy who not only is going to talk shit to you, he's going to win those because he's already doing that. He's running circles around you. He's going to win that. It's going to be an emotional fight for you, Floyd. You can play it off right now, but it's going to be in there. He's going to get under your fucking skin. He does it with everybody. The moment is not going to be too big for him. He's going to go in there and he's going to meet you. I don't even think you're going to take the center of the ring. I think he's going to take the center. He's going to be a little in there before you. He's going to come right in your fucking face. And he's a southpaw. Floyd, you have problems with southpaws. That's one thing we do know about you. My man Zab Judah was doing some work with you back in the day. The range. Conor McGregor has to fight from the MMA range, get in and out, manipulate that pocket. It's going to be difficult for Floyd Mayweather because he's not used to fighting somebody who's not in the fucking pocket. He's used to knowing where they are at all times and being able to reach them. Floyd is going to be dwarfed. Conor McGregor is going to be a big 154. He's fought at 170 in UFC. Floyd would never go up near 170. No way. Homie ain't fighting a Triple G. You know, he ain't fighting Kovalev and those motherfuckers that are around like 175. That's you got to think of. Conor McGregor was fighting at 170, which is like right around the weight of Kovalev and Ward. Mayweather would never even think about fucking like that. So there's a lot of factors that are going to be different and that he's going to have to adjust to and might catch him off guard. If Conor's going to do it, he's going to do it inside the first five rounds. After the first five rounds, I'm going to sit back and watch him probably get pieced up a little bit. But I stand by it. He ain't going to knock Conor McGregor out. It's just not going to happen. You have pillow hands. If you tell me, if all you told me was the fight was over and it ended in a knockout, I know Conor McGregor shocked the world. Basically. Because Floyd ain't knocking nobody out. Not me, not you, not your mammy, not your pappy. He ain't knocking nobody the fuck out. Not at 40 years old, not at 35 years old, not at 30 years old. Shit, I think he was like 20 years old the last time he knocked somebody out legitimately and didn't sucker punch him when they were trying to make out with him in the middle of the ring. Now, I'm not saying he didn't deserve it, but you still sucker punched the motherfucker. So with that being said, you heard it here. I'll be the first freestyle episode of the Whiskey Sick Podcast, Impromptu Podcast, Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor, official. What's the date? June 14th, 2017. Fifth round TKO, Conor McGregor shocks the motherfucking world. Until then, I'm motherfucking Seth Gecko. You'll be hearing plenty more about this shit over the coming weeks on the regular Whiskey Sick Podcast. My homie Chonies, we had a little meeting this week. Been teasing about this character named Chonies. Shout out to Chonies. We were politicking over at Harris Casino getting some sun. And he's going to be making an appearance, if not this weekend, the following weekend. We can get it on and popping. This is the Whiskey Sick Podcast. I'm Seth Gecko, a.k.a. Moody Hank, out.